Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm day is unfolding across the country. Expect sunshine in Tel Aviv, with mild temperatures in Jerusalem and clear skies over Haifa. A pleasant evening is on the horizon. Here are today's headlines. First, Ya'anet reports that Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a new ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and Qatari negotiators with help from Iran. Also, the Times of Israel states that despite the renewed ceasefire, the IDF will remain in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, JNS reveals that Lebanon-Israel talks will resume in Washington next week, according to U.S. Senator Rubio. Separately, Axios claims the ongoing fighting postponed U.S.-Iran talks, though the ceasefire is back on. And finally, the Jerusalem Post covers Mamdani's comments at a rally, calling AIPAC monsters ahead of the NY primaries. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, known for detailed geopolitical insights, reports Israeli airstrikes on Nabatieh in southern Lebanon following failed attempts at capturing Ali al-Taher Hill just minutes ago. Raylan Givens, a vocal supporter of Israel, bids farewell for Shabbat, wishing peace and strength to the community moments ago. Memory highlights a New Jersey imam's comments about backlash over his call for civic jihad, which he thought was progressive, as posted minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah, Ynet reports that this deal was put together by U.S. and Qatari negotiators with Iranian assistance. It comes after a series of deadly exchanges that threatened to escalate the conflict further. The agreement aims to stabilize the region and prevent a broader conflict, crucial for civilians living near the border. Turning to the IDF's presence in southern Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel, this move is seen as a precautionary measure. Iran's influence over Hezbollah has prompted the U.S. and Qatar to engage Tehran directly. The continued military presence reflects the fragile nature of the ceasefire and the complexities of regional diplomacy. Meanwhile, JNS informs us that peace talks between Lebanon and Israel will continue in Washington next week. Senator Rubio communicated this development after discussions with Lebanese President Aoun. These talks could pave the way for more sustained peace efforts in the region, offering hope for a diplomatic resolution. Separately, Axios highlights the impact of the Israel-Hezbollah conflict on U.S.-Iran discussions. The ongoing fighting led to a delay in these talks. This demonstrates the interconnected nature of Middle Eastern conflicts, where actions in one area can ripple across diplomatic engagements globally. Finally, on a different note, the Jerusalem Post covers Mamdani's remarks against AIPAC. His strong language reflects the contentious nature of U.S.-Israel relations in the political sphere. This rhetoric could influence public opinion and affect future political alliances and elections in the U.S. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Mobileye is entering the robotaxi sector with plans to launch an independent service challenging major players like Waymo, Tesla, and Amazon. This move highlights Israel's growing influence in the autonomous vehicle industry. Separately, Ynet Business announces that Nucor has emerged from stealth, raising $66 million for its AI-era identity security platform. This funding underscores the strength and innovation of Israel's cybersecurity sector. And finally, Walla Business details a generous donation of 200 million shekels from the Hussidman family. This will fund a new rehabilitation hospital in Shtey Dov, Tel Aviv. This initiative aims to support and restore dignity to those injured, marking a significant advancement in Israel's healthcare infrastructure. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.